In 1912, the Texas voters passed the Home Rule Amendment to the Texas Constitution. And so that actually prohibited the incorporation by the special act of the legislature. So the only way to incorporate now is hold that election, et cetera. And the Home Rule Amendment actually allows, if you have over 5,000 inhabitants, you can adopt your own charter, which is your governing document that states how your city is operated, you know, basically the governing document saying what your city can do. Finally, in 1987, the legislature codified the local government code. They kind of reworked all the statutes. I think it seems much easier from what I've seen from the old statutes to now to find things. So they codified the local government code. They did away with distinctions of town, village, and city. There were prior distinctions on how you were incorporated. And then they replaced them with Type A, Type B, and Type C general law cities. So we say this is important to know what kind of city you're dealing with, because based on the type of city that you are, there are certain laws that either govern your organization and how you function, and then also what you can or cannot do. So it's important to know what type of city you're dealing with. And to determine which city, sometimes we get calls from cities at TML and they don't know what type of city they are. And so if they don't have their order of incorporation at City Hall, which they should, the other place to look is the county clerk's office, because they ordered that election to incorporate the city. There's no statewide database. We at TML do not have a database. So that's how you figure out what type of city you are. And then you may have to reference, if it's incorporated way before 1987, you may have to look back and figure out what statute that actually was way back when. So we said Type A, Type B, Type C, general law cities. So TML has about 1,160 members, cities, those are all cities, and almost 70% of them are under 5,000 in population, which means they're general law cities. So a Type A city is an aldermanic form of government. And when I first heard that, I was like, what does that even mean? It must be something hyper-technical. But really all it means is that your council members are interchangeably called aldermen or council members. In cities with no wards, which is most Type A general law cities, there's a mayor and five council members. If there are wards, then you have a mayor and two members from each ward. And a ward is basically like a district of the city where you have to have equal representation, much like you would for your state legislative districts and same for your congressional districts. You have to have about the same number of voters and equal representation. So in a Type A city, a mayor does not vote except to break a tie. A quorum to hold a meeting is usually three council members, unless it's a special meeting or a meeting concerning taxation. So if they're imposing property taxes, then they need four. Same goes for a special meeting. A Type A general law city should have a resolution saying when their regular meeting is. And so if it's any meeting other than that meeting, which usually they say something like the second Tuesday of the month, then it's a special meeting. They need four council members instead of three for the regular. The mayor does not count toward a quorum in either case, and they're usually two-year terms unless they've adopted a different term. And council, once they're elected, once you have your city elections, each year they elect a mayor pro tem who from among themselves, from the council members, who would fill in for the mayor. A Type B city is also an aldermanic form of government. It has a mayor and five aldermen that are elected at large, which means that they are basically the top five vote getters are the council members. The quorum is a mayor and three aldermen, or if the mayor is absent, it's four aldermen. The governing body elects one person, much like a Type A general law city, to serve as the mayor pro tem in the absence of the mayor. The terms are for 1 year unless there's an ordinance that allows for staggered two-year terms. And for the Type B general law city, it's unclear if the mayor votes because the mayor can count toward the quorum. So some city attorneys say that the mayor votes because of that. And some city attorneys will say no because of borrowing provisions, which I'll get to in a minute, that they should follow the Type A cities and the mayor does not vote. Finally, the Type C city is a commission form of government. And again, all that means is just that they're called commissioners or council members, but they're called commissioners. In the statutes, it's composed of a mayor and only two commissioners. There's two-year terms unless they've adopted longer terms. And any general law city, so generally they're at-large elections where your top whatever vote-getters, if you have three places on the ballot, then the top three vote-getters are elected. That's what the at-large elections are. They can also adopt, a general law city can adopt a place system where you run for either place one, two, three, four, or five. And if you're uncontested, then you are elected. You don't have to worry about being a top vote-getter in the entire city. Finally, some general law cities can have adopted a city manager form of government. Chapter 25 of the local government code requires an election for that. And just because you have a city manager hired does not mean you're a city manager form of government. It requires an election. And basically that city manager then does the administrative duties of the city at the control of council.